Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Eric Johnson. The Soil Health Partnership was host to the first ever Soil Health Summit 2019 in St. Louis, Missouri, January 15th and 16th. Kevin Ross is the first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association. He says the summit brings in people from a number of different organizations who are interested in soil health.
There's about 360 folks, a good number of people here for the summit, whether they are farmers, whether they're in the partnership or not, or just learning. There's a lot of agronomists. There's a lot of other supporters of the program, environmental groups that are here learning about some of this research too, and you know, other partners as well that are downstream or upstream partners. So
several environmental groups are involved in the Soil Health Partnership, which Ross says is a great chance to bring groups together that don't always see eye to eye. Ross says the working relationship between agriculture and environmental groups in the Soil Health Partnership has been very good.
The Nature Conservancy and Environmental Defense Fund, and there's some others that I'm sure are here, as partnerships are have been good. Actually, there's some interesting insights that we're hearing out of those folks, and we're really kind of helping them with some of their ag interests and the farmer side of what makes sense for environmental policy, I guess, for them moving forward. You know, hopefully they understand what farmers do and the things that we have to deal with to make things work on our operations.
Some early data by the SHP field testing is showing some promising results.
We're starting to see organic matter growth in the SHP trials and trying to figure out how quickly we can affect that growth of the organic matter in the soils. And that's one key piece that we're seeing. They've also seen that there hasn't been a measurable or a statistically viable yield drag with corn and soybeans in the trial. So again, early data, and things can change, but and certainly every individual situation is different. But as an overall aspect, that stuff is coming back, I'd say, more positive, or you know, definitely in a positive area.
Soil Health Partnership will be expanding its work in the near future through the association's program.
It's designed, I know, to make sure that we have a broader buy-in or more folks with access to some of the resources for the partnership and really get more data into the partnership at the end of the day. That's why they want to expand it and hopefully get these better data sets.
For more information on the Soil Health Partnership, you can go to their website at soilhealthpartnership.org. And finally, building and strengthening connections is the theme of the 15th Annual North Dakota Farmers Market and Growers Association and Local Foods Conference, Friday and Saturday, February 1st and 2nd at the Baymon Inn in Mandan. The two-day conference is sponsored by the North Dakota Department of Agriculture. It attracts growers, processors, marketers, and others from across the state. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few moments of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.